Morning, good morning, good morning. Come on, come on, come on in. Hallelujah, Father, we bless your name. We bless your name, oh God. We bless your name, oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord. We bless your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we bless your name. Oh, we bless your name, oh Lord. We bless you. Just come on now, just begin to magnify the name of the Lord. Come on, he's worthy, he's worthy. Come on, he's worthy. Hallelujah, he's worthy. Yes, he is. Hallelujah, he's worthy. Yes, he is. He's worthy, he's worthy. Hallelujah, he's worthy. Hallelujah, he's worthy. Ha, glory. Hallelujah, he's worthy. Hey, glory. Oh, Father, we thank you. We give you praise, honor, and glory. Father, we just lift up your name. We declare and decree that according to your word, you said, this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we just bless you. We bless this day. We declare and decree that this day is anointed. It's consecrated. It's been set apart. Our glory to bring you glory and honor. Father, it's been set apart. It's been set apart. It's been set apart. Hallelujah. It's been set apart. Ha, glory. Hey, glory. Ha, glory. Hallelujah. Father, we bless you. We bless you. Father, we bless you. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. Father, less of us, more of you, none of us, all of you. Father, think through our minds and speak through my vocal cords that none of your word would fall to the ground, and we'll be ever so careful to give you glory. Devil, we serve you, notice that no weapon formed against us will prosper. We plead the blood of Jesus over this atmosphere. This atmosphere has been prepared and created to release the seed of the word. And Father, we thank you, Lord God, that the seed shall fall on good ground. Ha, glory. Woo, and signs and wonders shall follow. Woo, my God, signs and wonders shall follow. Ha, glory, signs and wonders shall follow. Woo, I'm going to say it again. Signs and wonders shall follow. Hey, Roko Sha, signs and wonders shall follow. Ha, glory, signs and wonders shall follow. Woo, my God, signs and wonders shall follow. Ha, glory. Woo, my God, come on, you better get up in here. Signs and wonders shall follow. Woo, my God, this will be a season and a day and a time. Woo, this is going to be a time and a season of signs and wonders following you. Ha, glory, 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 glory. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Woo, my God. They're going to be following you. They're following you. They're following you. Hallelujah. They're following you. They're following you. Hallelujah. They're following you. Hey, glory. Father, I thank you. I give you praise. I give you praise. Woo, my God, my God, my God. You're so worthy. You're so worthy. Listen. First of all, I want to welcome everyone to the early morning daily bread with me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryan of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the word of God. Now, what you hear this morning is not going to be my opinion, but it shall be the word. The Bible says, man does not live by bread only, but by every word that proceeds, that comes, that is shot out of the mouth of God, does man live. Oh, my God. And because it is the word, the devil has no power to stop it. Listen, once you get the word and understanding, the devil is powerless against you in that area. Say it again, because I want you to hear me today. Because you're not going into 2025, you're not going into this new season powerless. When you get the word and understanding, you've got all power. Come on now. I'm going to say, woo! See, someone's going to get this morning. I'm going to say it again. Once you receive the word and understanding, now you've activated all power in your life. Oh, my God. Come on. Someone type it is so. Oh, my God. Glory, Ikesha. Oboko sha, itekesha. Hare te da boko sha. He te da ba kisha te da ba. Come on now. Oh, my God. Exosia. Yes. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Oh, my God. Come on, somebody. Listen. Okay. Because I got to get out of here. I only got a few minutes. I just want to encourage you today. I know that as everybody gets prepared to do, whether it's going to New Year's Eve celebrations or if you're going to a ministry or a service where it's called a watch service. Amen. Good morning, Chet Martha. Listen. You need to receive the word. You need to be where God is. You need to get this wisdom, this word, and understanding so you can activate all power in your life. Oh, my God. See, it's only after you get the word and understanding and you get to where God is that all power is activated. Oh, come on now. Woo! Now listen, oh my God, oh my God, listen, you have to understand, and this is why I listen, Father, we thank you, let's just get this word, only got a few more minutes, come on, let's go. Father, less of me, more of you, none of me, all of you. Father, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords that none of your word would fall to the ground. And we'll be ever so careful to give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' mighty name. And everyone said, amen and amen. Listen, when you get the understanding, okay, first of all, we are in the season. We are in the season of 5785, the season of multiplied and abundant grace. What is the grace of God? Yes, I know it's unmerited favor. Because why? There's nothing you can do to receive God's grace. It was given to you. The grace is his influence, presence, and essence on your life to do and fulfill what he called you to do. Okay? And it's no coincidence that the Father, good morning, Jasmine Candles, that it's no coincidence that God activated this season that we're in with the teaching during Pentecost about the power of awe. Okay, they were in one place. Jesus said, go and wait until you be endued with power. Oh my God. Oh my God. The power of awe. And they were, woo, and when the day of what? Pentecost, the grace. Woo, 50 in the Bible. Well, Penti in the Greek means 50. The number 5 represents the grace of God. Okay, the number 5 represents the grace of God. The power, the endowment, his spiritual essence on your life to do what he's called you to do. Okay? When the day of Pentecost was fully come. So you don't get all power until you fully, until everything is completed, okay? Let's go here real quick. Woo, someone type, I receive it. It is so. I want you to get your seed ready too, because you're going to sow, you're going to do a prophetic seed today that's going to activate 2025 in your life. And we're going to open up 2025 on Sunday. Amen. Woo, my God, my God. Come on, come on, come on. Get here. Go to Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Ah, glory. Woo, my God. And then we're going to go to, where was I? That was, and then we're going to go to Matthew 28. Then we're going to get out of here, okay? Oh, my God. Someone type out. There we go. So listen, going to Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and Matthew 28. Okay, here we go. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. To everything, there is a season and a time. To everything, there is a season and a time. To what? To every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to pluck up, or a time to harvest that which is planted. When you understand that God's kingdom, this is why the devil doesn't want you to understand this, that God's kingdom is built on seed time and harvest. God set up his kingdom, his heavenly system in the foundational power of seed time and harvest, okay? Now, when you understand, John said this, beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and what? Be in health. How? Even as your soul prospers. Why? Because you must get healed. You must be transformed by the renewing of your mind. If you are going to walk in this season in your multiplied and abundant grace, if you're going to walk in this power that God, this grace that God has put on you, you must begin to transform your mind. Your mind is the place where the devil tries to hold you bondage. Oh, come on. I'm trying to get this to somebody. I wish. Good morning, Sister Missy. Where you been? That's right. Genesis 8:22. Now, listen. Now, so he says, to everything there's a season and a time. To what? Every purpose. So the times and seasons of God are dictated, or they are authorized by his purpose. There is nothing, high glory, that God allows in your life that is not connected to purpose. Listen, there are no failures in your life. They're only living experiences. They are only learning experiences. Oh, I wish I had somebody with me. Woo, my God, my God, my God. Here we go, here we go. Now. There we go. Ha, glory. Hit Kesha. Woo, I speak the blessing over the seed. Listen, once you hear something and it hits you, sow the seed. Use the teruma. Come on now. Get it in your spirit right now. Receive your grace. Receive your power. Receive, woo, your sound. Woo. Receive what you believe God for right now. Listen, high glory. High glory. The teruma, $2 prophet M.D. Bryant. Okay, now listen. Now, go to Matthew 28. Now, remember, God's whole thing is built on seed time and harvest. To everything, there's a season and a time, right? Now, Matthew 28. Look. Woo! Verse 16. This is after he was crucified. And the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them or had instructed them. This word appointed right here is the tasso of God. It means to put in order. Woo! To place in order, to arrange, to assign a place. Our glory. This is going to make sense to you. Woo! My God, my God. Listen. Woo! Oh, my God. The 11 disciples went into Galilee, into a what? Mountain. The mountain is very, see, you're going to find out in 2025, this mountain of God. Woo! God doesn't tell you to come visit him in the valley. He always tells you to come to where he is in the mountain. Oh, my God. Oh, and when they saw him, they worshiped him. This is verse 17, Matthew 28, starting at verse 16. Okay. And the 11 disciples went away. Okay. Let me just make sure that it's there. Matthew 28. Are you getting this? Woo, my God. Okay. Here we go. Into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and what? Spoke to them. Oh, my God. Listen, Jesus came and what? Spoke. Listen, once you get the word and the understanding, he says, saying, okay, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. So once he finished the assignment, oh my God, Jesus did what his father told him to do. He said, now listen, now come meet me in the mountain. Woo! Oh my God. Listen. Why is this so powerful? Because when you understand the power and the anointing of the mountain, God told Moses, look, I know you might have messed up, but my grace is upon your life. So I must activate the promise that I put in you. He said, Moses, come up unto me in this mountain, and I'm going to reveal to you the promise that you did. Oh my God. Look, you might not get there, but I'm gonna let you see the promise that you activated in the life of the people. He was 120 years old and still able to climb the mountain. Oh, I wish I had somebody with me. Okay. He said, and Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. So the grace of God, this multiplied and abundant grace, gives you power in heaven and in earth. You're empowered to, oh my God, to operate in heaven and in earth. I'm trying to get this in your life. God is saying, I have empowered you to work in heaven and in earth. Oh my God. And he says, go ye and teach all nations, doing what? Baptizing them, what? In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to what? pay attention to observe all things whatsoever I have what? Commanded you. And I am with you always, even to the end of the world. Listen. Okay, let me just say it like this. Okay. This is going to be the season in your life. Listen, that the everything that you went through is because God wanted you to be empowered to multiply into people. Oh, my God. Now, listen, he's going to prosper you so you can teach people. Come on now. He's going to heal you so you can teach people. Oh, come on now. The grace is so, is his power on your life. So when you finished what he tells you to do, when you get to where he is in your life, now he activates more power so you can release it into more people. Come on now. Woo, he uses your life as a gospel. Paul said, my gospel. Oh my God. Listen, I'm teaching you from Michael's gospel. Why? Oh my God, because God allowed me. He graced me. He empowered me to endure all these things so my life would become a teaching tool that you would just walk into signs, wonders, and miracles following. Father, I thank you. Listen, I prophesy over your life right now. Father, I thank you, Lord God. We speak into 2025 that, ha, glory, this will be the season that you empower them, ha, glory, with all power in heaven, in earth, all favor in heaven and in earth. Ha, glory, he keshe telaba. Woo, my God, my God. The Bible says that he'll give you favor with God and with man, all power in heaven and in, oh, I wish I had somebody with me today. Woo! Someone type, I receive all power, it is so. Type it right now. I receive all power, it is so. Type it right now. Woo, my God, my God. You better get it. You better get it. You are, high glory. You are activating 2025 right now. Woo, all power, high glory. Woo, my, get, oh my. My God, my God. Well, listen. He says, above all things, I wish that you would prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. Now, listen, here's the power of the teruma. Here's the power of this seed. He says in Ezekiel 44:30, that the first of all first fruit, when you sow right now into 2025, before 2025 happens, you're releasing the power of all. You're releasing all power. You're releasing the grace multiplied. Woo! In your life. Oh, my God. Woo! The first of all first fruits of all things, of every teruma of all. Every sort of teruma shall be the priest. You shall give the priest the first of your dough, that he, the priest, may cause, may speak, may command the blessing to just rest in your house. You are the house or the temple of the living God. Use the Cash App. Amen. $2 Prophet M.D. Bryant. Come on now. $157.85. Listen. High glory. Woo! Take your faith where it's never gone before. Woo, my God. Amen. You are going to sow. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, my God. You are activating this power, this all power in your life. Our glory. Oh, my God, my God. This teruma. Father, I thank you. I declare and decree it is so in their life. I declare and decree that they will prosper and be in health even as their soul prospers. Father, I declare and decree that this wealth of power, this wealth of wisdom, this wealth of insight and discernment and understanding is being released. Father, I thank you, Lord God. Woo! All things will work for their good. And I declare and decree what the devil meant to do them evil and harm, turn it around. Father, this will be the season of the turnaround. Oh, come on now. This will be the season of the turnaround. Come on now. Sow seed into it right now. Woo! What do you want to see happen in your business? How much do you want to see? How much power do you want to see happen in your business, in your body, in your finances? Come on now. In your family, in your ministry. High glory. Woo! My God, my God. Awaken the giant in you. Awaken the power of all, the all power of God in your life. Woo, allow God to do this in you. Woo, it is so. Come on now. Now listen, don't miss. I may or may not be on tomorrow, but I will probably be on Friday. If not, I'll make sure that I replay this video, listen, sow the seed. I'm going to be releasing the prophetic release of 2025 on Sunday morning, 7:30 Mountain Standard Time, during the hour of power with myself and Prophet Tanya. Listen, but thank you. Thank you so much for what you have allowed me to grace in your life, what you've allowed me to be a part of your life. Thank you for allowing me into your home, into your family, into your business, into your ministry. And thank you. So I thank you. Woo, my God, because yes, Jesus released all power, but it was also, he was also blessed by it. When you understand, high glory, that Jesus, high glory, he did everything that he did was so he could be a blessing to his disciples. And his disciples blessed him back. Come on. I want to thank you for joining in. Don't miss the hour of power on Sunday morning, 7:30 Mountain Standard Time. Sow your seed. Sow your 2025 seed now. Sow 157.85. Sow 557.85. And listen, thank you for joining in. I'll see you next time.